All righty. Good morning. 7:12, Brock Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
It is the Plan B Morning Show. We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Now we won't. Let the weather guy do it.
It's going to be nice. You know, we don't really have to. We could have said it like 2 weeks ago, like, hey, it's going to be nice for like a couple weeks.
Well, I was thinking, when's the last time we got rain?
Dude, I want to say the last time we got rain was the last time I DJed South Bend, which was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's nuts, man. It's crazy. So, anyway. So, all right. There you go. That's your forecast. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it out. Pump it out. theme parks might be closed. Yeah, crushing it, man. Theme parks might be closed because of the pandemic, but that doesn't mean you can't just rent one for a day. The Beach Bend Amusement and Water Park in Bowling Green, Kentucky is letting families of six or fewer rent the whole place for the day. Minimum rental is 2 hours, and that'll set you back $5,000. But
wow.
At least you get unlimited rides with no lines. I tell you what. 2 hours, that's still really steep. $5,000. Now, does that include, like, are you getting, like, all the food? Do you get everything on there? Or is it just rides? Like, I guess I need some more questions.
I want the full experience, man. You know what it reminds me of is that one South Park episode where Cartman gets to ride all the rides. He's in the park by himself. You know, could you imagine that, though? Are you a fan of theme? You like roller coasters?
I love roller coasters. And I tell everyone, I know it may seem like, wow, but if you're planning a theme park trip and you're going to ride roller coasters, pony up the extra cash and get the speed pass. I will never, ever, ever do a theme park without doing the speed pass. Because it's just, there's no way I'm standing in line for 2 hours. I made that mistake once. My buddies and I, years ago, we went to, what was it? It was like Six Flags down in Florida. We went and saw a buddy in Florida, and then we went to Six Flags, and we stood in one line, and it was like an hour and a half, almost 2 hours. And after we did that ride, we said, screw it. We all went and dropped, you know, $150 on the speed pass, but it was worth every penny. The look on those people's faces, and you just go whipping past them to get back. Dude, we rode the Superman ride like six times in a row in like 30 minutes. It was insane.
See, I'm a little weary on the Fast Pass, and I'll tell you why. So years ago, let me tell you a story. So we partnered up. Well, we still partnered up with Cedar Point over there in Ohio. One of the greatest things about Ohio, honestly. So we'd go there and we'd broadcast and we'd do a show on like a Friday or Saturday, I believe. But we'd go a day before and like they had some like head honcho take us around, and he's like, "Hey, if you want to go on any of the rides, just." We're going to go. You get to skip every line. So, like, first year, I'm like, dude, yes. All right. We rode basically every, like, main ride in that park in, like, an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And, dude, I mean, I was feeling great. You know when you get off a ride, you get that euphoric feeling? Like, you start shaking a little bit. You're just, like, your senses are real high.
Your adrenaline is just through the roof. Absolutely.
Flying.
Yeah.
So I had that for an hour and a half, too. We went to dinner, went back to the hotel, like, 2 in the morning. It's like I still had that roll. Like, my head was still spinning a little bit. Dude, anything that was inside of my body came out of every hole possible. It was miserable, dude.
You turn into a blender, basically, at that point. You're on those rides, and you're just everything is just it just becomes a puree inside of your body at some point.
So. Puree. That's what it was.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
I laid down that night, and I was like,
did you have vertigo? Did you get vertigo?
I have vertigo too bad, but it was just like there's probably some of the equilibrium, you know, like I laid my head down and it was just like, oh, God.
You felt like you were still on the ride. The one thing I will say, though, that I never, ever do again is there was a Batman ride, and it was an older ride. And I think it was at Six Flags. And I swear to God, they haven't greased this thing up or nothing. And it keeps your head It's got like these little things that come up by your head. Because your body is literally shaken to its core. Like I felt that down in my soul. Like my head was just slamming around and that one. I was like, all right, let's take a break. Let's take a break. I'm pretty sure I broke some bones on that ride.
Dude, there are a few wooden rides like that you get off of. And you're like, dude, what?
When Kiki and I went to, not Cedar Point. What's the other one? Michigan's Adventure. Dude, we got in the back. On like one of that big older ride, like the Golden Eagle or something like that. I've never been more terrified in my life. I'm like, this thing's gonna come off the tracks. Why did we get on this ride? Because on the back, the thing in the back, it causes like that whip effect, and it just lifts you. And oh my god, that was the only time where I was just like, okay, maybe not.
I'm gonna die.
Yeah, yeah. I was holding on to Kiki pretty tight on that one and screaming at the top of my lungs.
Spine still attached to my brain. All right,
and I could taste my anus. All right, it was in, like I don't know how it was possible, but it was there. So, anyway, if you got $5,000 to drop, go for it. You can go rent the theme park. Lastly, thousands of Americans were asked about various things and whether they'd give them up for a month or give up their phone for a month. Here are the results. 72% of people said they would give up alcohol rather than give up their phone. 70% said they would give up Netflix, and 41% said they'd give up all streaming instead of their phones. 64% said they'd give up coffee. 60% said social media. 47% said they'd give up sex rather than their phone.
Here's why this is a trash study. Let me explain this to you. Because nobody actually has to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody can say, yeah, I give it up for blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, let's do it. Okay, let me think about it. You know, it's easy to just say yes to something when if you don't actually have to do it.
Well,
people would lose their minds. If they had to give up their phone, there's no way. They would give up everything else to have their phones, I guarantee it.
Your point is proven because they also said 42% said they'd rather give up their significant other, and 40% said they'd rather give up their pets than their phones. That's insane. Could you imagine if your wife found out and that's like, wait, you said you'd rather give me up than your phone? All right, well,
sorry, honey.
Divorce papers are going to be on your desk here coming up very soon. So,
but I get to keep my phone, right?
Yeah, that's fine. As long as so I get divorced and I get to keep my phone, I'm fine. I'll be all right. No, she's going to take the phone in the divorce. You're done. There goes your phone.
No. What you do is you say, oh, I'm sorry. What were you saying? I was typing on my phone.
I was on my phone. Are you still here? I thought I gave you up for a month. I thought that was the whole point of this. So, you are hanging around. Okay. All right. Yeah, we're addicted to those phones, man. Yeah.
Put the phone down. Now, damn it.
Now, wife, you get the hell out of here. I got my phone. I don't need you. Anyway, there. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.